This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up anything you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Whether you want to weigh in on the various different cities and also one state, Oregon, doing some level of decriminalization of drugs. Now, the most recent news, as we were discussing, Seattle, big city, the largest so far, apparently, to put in a decriminalization measure on entheogenic natural substances. So, mushrooms, plants, anything that can get you into an altered state of consciousness.
Again, not toads.
Not toads, yep, that's right. Inanimate objects, well,
no,
I guess.
No, not inanimate objects, just plants and fungi.
Are there other inanimate objects that can get you high that aren't plants and fungi?
Well, I mean, for one thing, a plant that is still alive can get you an entheogenic effect. But yeah, there's a number of tree frogs that also have entheogenic effects.
Yes, that is not an inanimate object, though.
If you take its skin, it still works.
I get what you're saying. All right. So anyway, the point being, these natural substances are now decriminalized in Seattle, making them the lowest law enforcement priority. So in theory, law enforcement could still say, well, we've run out of absolutely everything else that we could possibly do here.
No one's even speeding.
And now we're going to arrest people for this. But usually what happens is they kind of, at least from what I've seen in the cities or heard about in the cities where these things have been done, is they do kind of leave people alone. So this is good news, ultimately. And without a state-level change, it's really all they can do. And it is also interesting that the city council, like in the, I believe, like in Santa Cruz and in some other places, did vote unanimously, meaning there was not one single city councilor that said, no, we need to keep prosecuting people for this.
There's a much easier way for them to have done this, though. Well, I guess not on that municipal level or on a that small of a level. It just seems to me, and I think everybody else with a lick of logic, that they should just remove those particular substances off of whatever schedule that they're on.
No, they can't.
But I understand
Then you could start receiving funding for nonprofit organizations that, say, utilized psilocybin in the treating of PTSD.
The point that I'm making, I'm not saying that this isn't good news, particularly for people who use this stuff to treat, you know, things like PTSD or depression or other mental illnesses. This is good news in that people will finally be able to get some relief from these things, from these particular items. The point I'm trying to make here is that it should not take a piece of legislation for every little thing to make it happen.
Yeah.
Right? It shouldn't be, you know, legalization by 1,000 paper cuts. It should just be, oh, look, there's a law that says this is illegal. That law is wrong. Let's go ahead and get rid of that law, which nobody ever does.
Yep, I'd vote for you, Captain, if you were running for state rep.
Thanks. And I think part of this is not wanting to admit you were wrong. So, I mean, it's one thing to say, okay, we made a law against this, and it's actually not dangerous at all.
But most of the people
it's
in office...
It's another thing to be like, well, this just isn't as dangerous as we thought it was. It's still dangerous.
But most of the people in office weren't even there when these laws were passed.
Right.
I mean, these things are 50 years old at this point.
But you represent an institution, and that institution cannot be wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, things do change slowly over time. The story at Reason.com points out that last February, the Washington Supreme Court effectively decriminalized simple drug possession by overturning a law that made possession a felony without any evidence of intent or knowledge. So if somebody had, like, you know, if you're wearing your friend's coat and there's a bag of cocaine in there, you get pulled over, get searched, and then they arrest you to felony charge. So the Supreme Court overturned that, saying, hey, you didn't know it was there. They can't prove that, so therefore, boom, you're
illegal. That goes against the ignorance is no excuse to, you know, not know the law.
Yeah, it does, but that's okay. The legislature responded by approving a new law that included a mens rea requirement, meaning that somebody would have to know. The law also changed simple possession of a controlled substance from a Class C felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a maximum fine of $10,000 to a gross misdemeanor, which carries a maximum penalty of a year in jail and a $1,000 fine. So that, you know, even though they passed a new law to respond to the Supreme Court, the new law doesn't have as severe of penalties as the previous law. So that is technically decriminalization in Washington State.
So is it, I was just going to say, because the article led with Seattle, the city,
yeah,
and now we've sort of branched out, and now this is, we're talking about the state of Washington.
Right.
Which parts of it apply to the decriminalization? The whole state or just the city of Seattle?
The entire state of Washington has now made simple possession of a controlled substance a misdemeanor instead of a felony.
Thank you.
So you will be spending no more than a year in jail instead of 5 years
at the state level. That doesn't mean, though, like if a fed comes in and busts you for something,
that you're not going to feds.
Right. Yeah. So you could still face federal charges for the same thing, even though you're in the state of Washington.
Although we don't hear a lot about the federal government messing with the states where cannabis is legal. They're not going and raiding, you know, grow ops or whatever.
Look, don't get me wrong. I am from the old school. I never thought that I would, in my lifetime,
see
anything close to this. I didn't even think I would see marijuana legalized anywhere in the United States. And yet, I lived in Seattle, where I was three blocks down the road from a marijuana store, recreational marijuana store, and I got to see it and experience it whenever I wanted to, and it was great.
And you did.
I did, and it was great. I can't tell you how great it was. And like,
you've told me. It was pretty great.
You told me about
the grab bags they had, where you got like discounted stuff that they couldn't sell or was almost expired and got it real cheap. That's awesome.
That wasn't quite enough to let you know how great.
It sounds pretty awesome.
They had wake and bake specials, so if you like, they would open.
If you can get up before noon, you get a discount.
They would open at like 10 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday or something like that instead of noon. You know, because nobody does anything before noon, right?
Right.
So, you know, if you got there early during, you know, we'll call it happy hour, the first hour that they were open, you got like an extra 10% off or something.
Nice.
Yeah, it was great.
Now, here's an interesting detail about this new change. Again, the decriminalization in Washington State to a misdemeanor from a felony for simple possession. These provisions expire July 1st of 2023, which then would return Washington to the situation after the Supreme Court ruling, meaning that unless they can prove that you knew you had these drugs, they can't convict you, which essentially is legal to possess unless they can prove otherwise. So obviously they catch you buying it or something. They can get you there. But just walking down the street is going to be a tough one. Marijuana Moment reports that, quote, the expiration date is meant to bring lawmakers back to the table to renegotiate a path forward after experimenting with the new approach. However, a bill introduced in February of this year would eliminate penalties for possessing personal use amounts of controlled substances, including psychedelics. So it sounds like some legislator in Washington said, all right, well, next door, Oregon, seems like the place ain't burning down. You know, it's been a year now since they had decriminalization of possession, and this was done on the ballot box in Oregon. So now a legislator is trying the same approach. And I think that's something we're going to see sooner rather than later. Because this is a lot of these politicians, they're monkey see, monkey do. They look over.
Yeah, they are.
You know, and this is true of tyrannical things. You know, they wait for New York.
That is certainly what we experienced here during the lockdowns, was that at first, His Excellency didn't do the outright tyrannical things that the other neighbors did.
Right.
But as time went on, he went, oh, you know, I really should match my policies to those of Massachusetts.
Sure did. So, they do it for tyranny. They look around and say, oh, New York's got a smoking ban. Well, let's try that here. It hasn't been overturned there, so we probably want to overturn it here. Let's do it. Well, the same thing happens when it comes to more freedom as well. Oh, wow, Oregon hasn't had, you know, people aren't killing each other in the streets over drugs because they're high all the time.
Well, this gave me votes? Oh, well, then I better adopt it as my policy.
Yeah. So we're on a cusp of this, I think, and you're going to probably see bills like this popping up in more places than just the next door neighbor states. It wouldn't surprise me if there's one here in New Hampshire. There's 800, 900 bills, so, you know, I don't think anyone has looked through them all yet to see what's there, but I can tell you there were at least, like, I looked at just the cannabis-related stuff. And there's like,
I don't know,
half a dozen or more cannabis decrim legalization.
Well, it's great to see it when liberty is catching.
Yeah. So you can share your thoughts here. The number is 603-283-6160. Let's get into obedience. Milgram studies. Somebody's looking at that. They got some comments. Captain, you thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what the Milgram study was, why it matters. That's
Let's
on the way
it.
Here on Free Talk Live.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open here if you want to join us. The number is 603- 283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. 1-800-516-1160. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
I'm the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Also, Bitcoin.com is a great source to get started learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Go there to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and you'll find all kinds of interesting information, including videos that you can watch with an introductory video that lasts all of 3 minutes of your life to tell you the basics about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. So if you want to get started learning about this, now is the best time, unless you're driving, in which case, wait till you get home. Go to Bitcoin.com and get started there. Also, if you want the latest news headlines, you can get those there as well. Just go to news.bitcoin.com. They got them every single day. That's news.bitcoin.com. Coming up, we got Milgram, the Milgram studies, the obedience, conformity. Was it obedience or conformity studies? Kind of the same thing. But
authoritarian study,
yeah.
Actually.
So we'll get into what that is all about and what there's some new thoughts about it, I guess.
Does it show what we think it does?
Yeah, we'll look at it here in just a bit. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. So let's go first to the phones and to the fun. Major Payne is on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, Major Payne. Hello, Major Payne.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
I have my hands busy.
Okay.
A few years back, I was hemmed up for a few months in a federal facility out west. And, of course, you hear stories from all these boys, and everybody's got a tale to tell you.
Sure.
But I heard there's some more than one cat in there. Out there, they got a thing they call ghost dope. So
what's
let's
that?
Say you got three people that will testify that you delivered them an ounce a week for 3 years. They can do the math and multiply that back and charge you everything plus what they busted you with.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that ghost a federal thing?
Dude. Yep, they pull it right out of thin air.
Wow, that's crazy.
I'm not surprised.
Isn't it?
It is crazy. And people should be outraged. I'm just so, I don't know. I've been looking at this stuff. I've been looking at the state for so long now. I've been looking at the nature of it, what it does, the outcome of it, what kind of a system is it,
pre-crime you, why not post-crime you?
Yeah. And so at this point, I'm just like, I'm
not
really
surprised. Thanks for the call, Major Payne. I appreciate it. Let's talk to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. David.
Yeah, another episode in How the Stomach Turns. I was going to share another interesting fact. At least I find it interesting because it could happen to you. But Major Payne brought up circumstantial evidence of a manner. And as atrocious as that is, if they don't have to produce the physical evidence, they can just go on something that somebody said you did.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the family court will do you one better. They don't even have to, not only do they have to not have to produce the physical evidence, they don't even have to allege that you did a thing.
Hmm.
They only need to insinuate that by something that you did that was, or that they observed that was innocuous, that means that you probably did something else. And let me give you an example. There are many examples, but let me give you one. So the goal is to, you've divorced, and you want to get rid of the other parent. And so, you know, one thing that comes right to mind is you make up a false allegation.
Mm.
He raped his daughter. Well, that's pretty bold, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to soften it up a little bit. So you might want to maybe insinuate something. So you're splitting up and you're passing children back and forth. And because you're not a mature adult, you insist that you exchange children using a third party service for exchanging children.
Mm.
And then here's what may work and what did work in my case. The third party service for exchanging children might make note of that, Mr. Olson made a point of changing the baby's diapers during the two-hour visit. Now, that might suggest something, because in the course of changing baby's diapers, what might you see? What might you touch?
Unsanitary things?
Yeah, well, that's an insinuation. There are sexual objects inside of that diaper, and by the fact that you changed that diaper means that you could possibly be interested in those sexual items inside of that diaper.
So this facility takes the side of one of the parents on complete speculation, and then the judge rules against the other parent.
Basically. Yeah, and it's exactly. worse than that, too. The state representatives for these children, sometimes it's called caseworkers or mm-hmm. they have some other fancy name for them, they need only suspect something to take children away from either mm-hmm. parent. Right. Something feels off. I felt something was off, Your Honor, and so I removed the children.
Okay.
And like that's it. That's all they need.
Yeah. David, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, it's sick. The standard of evidence doesn't even exist. You know, there's no requirement as far as like a criminal court in order to get a conviction. You know, if you're charged criminally, you have to have there's no reasonable doubt, right? Like if there's any doubt.
Yeah.
Then you can't convict that person. But in these other situations...
In family court, it's a preponderance of the evidence is not even necessary.
Yeah.
Not even necessary.
Yeah. So, number here, 603-283-6160. Let's talk about the Milgram experiments.
For those of you who don't know Stanley Milgram, we'll tell you.
I assume he's dead at this point.
But. In the 1960s, I believe he is dead, actually, mm-hmm. but I'm not 100% on that. This is from BigThink.com. I'll just jump into it. Holding a clipboard.
Yeah, he died in 1984.
Yeah. Holding a clipboard and wearing a lab coat makes you a very powerful person.
That's right.
Or, and I'm vamping here, but or appearing on TV with the word doctor in front of your name
mm-hmm.
also makes you a very powerful person.
I believe that came back to haunt Dr. Oz at one point.
Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
Add in a lanyard in addition to the lab coat and a very confident voice, and you're pretty much in Ocean's 11, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Though we believe ourselves to be contrarians, most of us like to obey authority. We answer questions, help with any number of tasks, and obey commands unthinkingly. The vast majority of the time, this is relatively harmless and even a requisite for a functioning society, but it can also lead humanity to very dark places. He references Ash's...
I'm not going to agree with him that it's a requisite for a functioning society.
I don't think so either.
I would not want to live in that society.
There are times when you go about your business mindlessly, but you shouldn't just do that as your standard, for mm-hmm. sure.
I would rather be in a society of people who think and who criticize and question.
There's a few things that this writer says that I just don't disagree with, mm-hmm. or don't agree with. I do disagree with. As we've seen with Ash's experiments on conformity, the post-World War II community was determined to answer how and why the Holocaust took place. So just after the trial of Adolf Eichmann, the American media and public came to see German society as some special kind of monster in just how willing they were to follow orders unthinkingly at odds with any sense of duality or duty or morality.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Enter Stanley Milgram in 1961.
We'll talk about that coming up here and, of course, your thoughts on obedience and so-called authority. 603-283-6160. This kind of stuff is just as important now as it was back then. It is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The 40th annual National Peace Officers Memorial Service in Washington, D.C. held today, and President Biden was there to honor fallen law enforcement officers who died in the line of duty. Biden saying the toll on the profession over the past 2 years alone has been, in his words, far too heavy, with nearly 500 lives lost in law enforcement. Biden also addressed what families of law enforcement officers have to go through.
How long
long have you had to stand and wait and wonder when you heard something on the news or saw it on television? Thousands and thousands of American families stand and wait so their husbands, their wives, their fathers, their mothers, sons, and daughters can serve the rest of us.
That event held as a manhunt continues in the Houston, Texas area after two deputies were shot and wounded and another was killed in an early morning ambush today. And this is USA Radio News. Four people injured after an Amtrak train collides with a truck in southern Oklahoma. Amtrak says the train had more than 100 people on board and was headed from Fort Worth to Oklahoma City when that crash happened late last night. Love County Sheriff's deputies say four train passengers did have to be taken to a local hospital with minor injuries, and the driver of the truck involved and his dog were said to be shaken up but not hurt. Motley Crue's frontman in the hospital. Vince Neil reportedly broke his ribs when he fell off stage. As TMZ is reporting, he was hurt just a few songs into his set at a Tennessee concert on Friday night. He stepped too close to the stage's edge and fell 4 feet to the cement floor below. It's World Food Day, a worldwide initiative by the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization aiming to combat hunger and encourage healthy eating. Those who have contributed to building a sustainable world where no one has to go hungry. And this is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything here. The number is 603-283-6160. Live Saturday show. 603-283-6160. Tonight, Ian here.
Nicholas Van Meer.
I'm the captain.
We're talking about the Milgram experiments. Very famous experiments. Was he the guy that did the shocks? Is that the shocks? Was that Milgram?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes I get them mixed up. There's a few really classic experiments out there. And they can't reproduce these experiments anymore, sadly, due to ethics considerations.
Supposedly.
Yeah. But they're very, very interesting, and it's all about, you know, somebody sitting in another room that...
pretending to be shocked.
Correct. Is essentially a Confederate. They're working with the study.
Yeah. The experiment involved three people.
Mm-hmm.
First, there was the experimenter dressed in a lab coat who was... who gave instructions and prompts with a clipboard.
Very important.
Who gave instructions and prompts. Then there was an actor who was the learner, and then third, there was the participant who thought that they were acting as the teacher in the memory test.
Mm-hmm.
So, unbeknownst to them, this was an experiment.
Correct.
Right. So,
they said it was. Does shocking people help them learn?
The apparent. Experimental setup was that the learner had to match two words together after being taught them, and whenever they got the answer wrong, the teacher had to administer an electric shock. The teachers or participants were shocked as well to let them know what kind of pain the learner would experience. At first,
at a low dose,
the shock was set at 15 volts.
Mm-hmm.
The learner repeatedly made mistakes for each study, and the teacher was told to increase the voltage each time. A tape recorder was played that had the learner apparently making sounds as if in pain. As it went on, the learner would plead and beg for the shocks to stop. The teacher was told to increase the amount of voltage as punishment up to a level that was explicitly described as being fatal.
Yeah, and if the person who is being tested, the teacher, quote unquote, would balk, like, well, I don't think I should keep going. They would say the
experiment must continue.
Would say yeah.
The experiment requires you to continue.
Yeah,
the experiment requires us to continue.
And a shocking, well, if you will, large number of the people that were being tested would continue on to the maximum voltage.
And here we are back at PTSD.
65%. Of the participants were willing to give a 450-volt shock described as lethal, and all 100% administered a 300-volt shock described as traumatically painful.
Hmm.
Yeah, the description that disturbs me the most about this one is when, like, silence. Like, the actor being shocked would just, they'd be like, no, stop, I have a heart condition.
Right.
And then you shock them, and then they just stop responding.
Yeah.
No response counts as a wrong response.
And it should
be. The experiment must continue.
It should be repeated that this occurred despite the learner begging the participant to stop, as you've pointed out.
Mm-hmm.
In the studies that came after, in a variety of different setups, that 60% number came up again and again. They showed that roughly 2 out of 3 people would be willing to kill someone if told to do it by an authority figure.
I would also like to point out something that is crucial about this. Of those who refused to continue, there was an inordinate number of them that would just start laughing. So, I mean, it's crucial to be aware that the way to dispel this kind of mind control, which it is, this authoritarian mind control, is to laugh at it. When you laugh at it, you stop taking it seriously, you stop becoming a part of their order, and you can start making choices freely.
They hate that, by the way. They hate being laughed at. They hate it when you, the government gang, they hate it when you don't take them seriously, because they want so much for you to take them seriously and to believe in them and that they're so important.
And I skipped over a little bit of a paragraph here, but I want to point out that this was the World War II, I'll call it culture or society, right, where Germany bad, America good, kind of, you know, that was the paradigm that permeated the social consciousness.
We should never be those kind of monsters.
And so it was widely thought that the German people would be far more likely to, in these Milgram experiments, to be willing to kill than Americans. It was thought by everybody, including Germans, that, oh, no, the American people would never, they're a very small, you know, it's going to be, it's
a no-brainer. Democracy.
It's a no-brainer. No, the results were consistent across all nationalities. So
it's a people problem.
It's a people. It's an authority problem is what it is. People just go along with authority, perceived authority
this
for no reason.
Thing. This is not cultural. This is not genetic, except for the sense that it is part of being human. Like, this is a problem that's in our bones.
Yeah, I mean, obedience and people wanting to have a leader. They want to have a strong person keeping them safe and, you know, telling them what to do. And you can see it in the last 2 years with this COVID thing. All right, line up for your shot.
That's what I was saying in the previous segment, that by and large, this whole COVID thing, if you look at how they presented Dr. Anthony Fauci, right, he is the guy in the lab coat with the lanyards and the clipboard.
Yeah.
Right? And everybody else is going, not everybody, but a percentage of people are going, hey, stop. This is wrong. This is unethical. This is violation of people's rights. And there's Mr. Fauci going, the experiment requires us to continue.
Yeah. Get another dose.
He keeps going on TV and saying that.
Get your booster.
And he repeats himself, or he changes it a little bit, says something different.
Or says something completely different.
And so, in that respect, you're living. I'm talking about society, you know, the United States, the world almost, is living inside of a Milgram experiment right now.
Of course.
Well, and I got to say, like, two of the most entertaining YouTube videos that I've watched recently were of Biden and of Fauci depicted as arguing with each other using only recorded audio. Of what they've made, of what statements they've made.
Just things that were contradictory.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Nice. Sounds like something I'd enjoy. I missed that one.
Yeah, I saw one also today. Someone posted like a 2-minute long video showing a bunch of, well, first it started with clips of Fauci talking about how effective the vaccines were and all these headlines. 100%
safe and effective.
100%. And then there's headlines 99%, 98, 97%, and then all the way down to like below 50% effectiveness.
Well, and the psychological trick. The psychological trick they played on everybody that really I've not heard anybody talk about. In the beginning of the COVID, we'll call it pandemic for lack of a better term, it was all about the number of people who died.
Yeah, that's over.
And then, somewhere along the way, early on in the first month, maybe, it changed. Like, they still presented the number, but it didn't say dead, it said cases.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They just switched that one word around, and everybody was just like, oh, look at the number's cases. Still climbing.
And funny how the number's still climbing. Both of these at the same time.
Number go up.
Especially as we went further and further, where we go, oh, so the percentage of people dying from this is like... nothing.
What do they call it when they use it in movies, right? They present, like, the ticking clock or whatever. There's a term for when they insert something like that. It's, I'm trying to remember the name. But that's exactly what happened here, right? Like you just said, number go up, right? So people just, they didn't fixate on the word that was in the sentence or phrase as it was presented. They just saw the number, and the number kept going up. Oh, it must still be getting pretty bad. Like, no. It's not bad at all. Yeah.
Largely reminds me of, on the one hand, the atomic clock. Like if you remember in the Cold War, it was the countdown to nuclear annihilation, and of course the countdown was like it was never more than an hour away to begin with, and it would just get smaller and smaller. It spent all this time at 1 minute to midnight, and we're still here. And on the other hand, are we on orange terror level?
Right.
Yeah. Orange
what happened to the terror level?
Yeah, it just sort of faded. Fade to black, if you will.
There's more coming up. You've got more about Milgram, right? Yeah. So your comments are certainly welcome on obedience. And I like your point, Captain. This is a big Milgram experiment, a big obedience experiment. And how far will you go? 603-283-6160. What will you be told to do until you finally say you've had enough? 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airways here. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live, live set.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, a Saturday show. Open phones if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Speechless man here.
And the captain.
All right, so bring up what you want. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts, and then more. The captain, you've got to share on the Milgram experiments, which, you know, it's a topic that has come around for years here on Free Talk Live. It's an important one that, you know, if you're young, you might not have heard about these things, right?
It's one of the biggest pieces of evidence supporting the cause of freedom or liberty that I've ever come across.
Well, if you look at it from that perspective, although if you look at it from the perspective of a total authoritarian, then you just salivate.
Clearly mankind is meant for subservience to authority.
It's revered by many, not necessarily for the same thing.
Right. But, you know, it is important for people to know that these things exist, and you know, let's explain a little bit more about it coming up here. But first, we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Douglas is on the line in Tennessee, listening in Chattanooga. Go ahead, Douglas.
Okay, so authority is based upon the willingness for the individual to give the responsibility and morality to someone else. To state that it is easier just based upon an obedience, in my opinion, is false. If you would like to state that the individual is passing the buck, per se, I'll agree. But to say it's just a will to bow to authority is wrong. It's a case of morality, of right and wrong.
Can you rephrase that? I'm not sure I really followed what you were saying.
Should I repeat it?
I don't know. Just try it. Come at me again. Captain, did you follow that?
I think what he's saying is something that the article will touch on, and that is to say that these people who are doing the shocking in these Milgram experiments, they would often look back at the lab coat guy, the clipboard guy, like, hey, I feel like something's wrong here. And he would somehow absolve them, like, don't worry, we take responsibility for all this. The experiment required you to continue. And then they would continue because the authority figure gave them absolution of any, you know, morality or immorality they might have been feeling, or unethical treatment of this other person that they might have been feeling. They're like, oh, no, it's okay. We're taking the responsibility. The experiment requires us to continue. And they would go ahead and continue.
So it's not that they want to obey. It's that they want to avoid responsibility. And this happens to be a way of doing that.
I think that's what Douglas was getting at.
Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, it's based on good and evil. It's a morality aspect. If somebody tells you to do something and you know it's wrong, and you fall along with the gang, you're dissolving yourself of the responsibility of doing something wrong.
Well, you don't ever get to do that. Okay, just because a guy in a lab coat tells you you're, you know, oh, all is forgiven, we will take responsibility, that doesn't mean you lose responsibility. And they, you know, they proved that in Nuremberg, by the way,
right?
Illegally.
I didn't state that. So
okay, I'm not really clear what you're saying. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not. I think he's saying it's not that that works. It's just that that's what people.
I'd like him to say.
Let him say it. Go ahead,
what I'm saying is the terminology in which you described it is not accurate. The moral, it's good and evil, and people dissolve themselves of the right decision because they diffuse themselves from the responsibility of the action in which they are taking. Everybody can do that.
You mean in their own mind they're doing that,
yeah,
but the reality is they're not, you know,
No. On an individual basis, I can't punch someone in the face. Unless you're a freaking sociopath or a psychopath.
Or a cop.
We recognize that it's
wrong for you to just walk up to some stranger and punch him in the face, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's anecdotal. But if somebody dissolved you of that responsibility, in your mind, it would make you feel like it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no.
I think what he's pointing out is that In your mind, when you are no longer responsible for making moral choices, is what makes you able to do these things.
Yes, correct. You're, exactly. The articulation of what was said, that's what I disagree with. I don't agree with the premise of the argument. I agree with the words that were said prior to this.
Okay.
That's why
okay.
I had to call in.
All right, Douglas, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. It did sound like you'd interpreted him correctly, Captain.
I think we're kind of saying the same thing. I might not be using the exact correct
language. People are using
this
as an excuse,
you
know, saying, oh, well, you know, they said I had to keep going, so therefore I had to keep going. I couldn't make my own choice. Well, yeah, you could at any point.
As Larkin Rose wrote in The Greatest Superstition, I believe is the name of his book.
Yeah, which is all about the idea of authority.
Right.
As being false.
It's the people have the mental ability to absolve themselves of immoral actions if it's part of groupthink, right? So it's okay for me to go overseas and murder a bunch of brown people I've never met, because I'm doing it as part of this organization known as the United States military, and they're taking responsibility for all these people that I have killed because I'm part of their organization, and they say it's the right thing to do, and I believe them. They hallucinate the ability to remove themselves, to absolve themselves, or have the group absolve them of any responsibility for the moral action.
And we largely get trained for this. So, I mean, if I'm driving 80 in a 55 mile an hour zone, I'm fine as long as I'm with, you know, 50 other cars also driving 80 on that road.
Yeah, most of the time. Yeah.
So, and I think that's part of how we get trained to believe that that's acceptable, that, well, as long as I'm with this group that's doing these terrible things.
Mm-hmm. One thing I'd like to comment on, the caller...
That's also mob mentality.
Yes.
Yes. The caller laid out his definition or a definition of authority, and it's always important to point out when talking about things like the Milgram experiments that there are two common, we'll call them definitions of authority. One is, do what I say or else. Right? And by or else, I mean, you know, throw you in a cage, kidnap you, kill you, whatever, right? Some violence is going to happen. Mm-hmm. That people consider that authority. But there's a much more important and a much better separate definition of authority that everybody needs to become far more acquainted with. And that is, when you're the expert at something...
Mm.
When you've done something for so long that your community at large considers you the authority on that subject.
Well, and I think that's part of the problem here, is that people lack the confidence in their own ability to decide moral questions.
Mm.
And since they don't have the, in their own minds, they don't have the ability to effectively decide moral questions, so they go to a figure of authority in the sense of they believe that, well, I mean, you are in this elevated position.
Tell me, priest.
Right. You know, you're clearly a doctor, so you have more knowledge. Therefore, tell me, priest, what is the what is the good thing and the evil thing in this situation?
Right. And it's that reliance on somebody else to tell you what is evil and what is not that I think human beings could use to get over real quick.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, we're going to continue here. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. Number 603-283-6160. Was that pretty much the story? Was there more
you wanted to add? There's a bit in here, but I mean, we've pretty much covered the Milgram experiments and how they pertain. This guy just, he brings up a couple of questions about, you know, the details of the experiments and, you know, what he didn't like about it. And does it really mean what we think it does? But I think we've covered all of it, really.
Yeah, I mean, it clearly means, well, I mean, there's obviously been skepticism of the studies, and, of course, as I mentioned at the beginning of the discussion, ethics rules apparently prohibit this from actually being reproduced, which is sad, because it would be interesting to continue, you know, doing studies like this.
Well, I just, their closing line says, one silver lining to Milgram and his experiments is how it can inoculate us against such drone-like behavior.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen a lot of that recently. It can help us to resist simply knowing how far we can be manipulated helps us to say no.
Yeah, and then there are the other conformity studies that have been done and can continue to be done because they're not unethical, like, you know, the ones where they've got a group of people sitting in a room and then they're all of the people in the room are Confederates, meaning they're with the study. The one person, the person who's being tested,
yep,
is brought into the room, and then there's like a noise that goes off and people in the room stand up. And the person's like, you know, looking around, what's going on? Mm-hmm. The question is, how many of the people will actually stand up in that situation? And a surprising number of them do. Now, there's some details and
like
some variants
where, like, it's like, which line is longer? And they will frequently go with the popular response the smoke-filled room
experiment. Something that's obviously not longer, right? Yeah. Like, they look at these two different lines on a piece of paper, and everybody around the room goes, that's with the Confederates, say, they point to the shorter line, and they say, that's the longer line. And then the last person is the only one who's not with the study. And then, really, the question is, what will they say?
Yeah.
And a lot of them, they point to the shorter line to go along with the group.
The smoke-filled room, where a room continuously fills with smoke, but since no one else is responding to it, they don't either.
There is video of the Milgram experiments online. Go and search out Milgram experiments and watch the video yourself.
Yep, more coming up here. Of course, your thoughts are welcome. Peakless Mountaineer is going to tell us about the oligarchic empire and why it should give us hope. That's on the way here, and your calls and thoughts are welcome about whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour 3 is coming up on Free.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.